תשמע, 2 weeks הוא היה לי עסק, אני אשים. אני אגמר את הסוגיו. פרס את הסוגיו. מיסס תלמטריה וחשי דוסה, ביחודה. אז אני אגמר את ביחס התר. נצאו עם מם זיין, נצאו את ביחס השחר. תור את השולחן אורך, bring the din of birchas atar. In mamish, loike gidrum, loike kedarkam. First thing, the lashon of the Torah, which is chilek the shulchan aruch matik. Birchas atar ma'oid tzorach lizor ba. Lashon shulchan aruch tzorach lizor ba ma'oid. It's not motzer. It's not motzer. The shulchan aruch brings down halachas. Ma'oid, nish motzer. Birchas atar tzorach lizor ba ma'oid. The shulchan aruch doesn't bring the hemshich of the Torah. The Torah is marich, which also once in a while he does, but not so often. He brings chazal. This is a bit of dar. The Gemara Nedar in the Pei Aleph brings two very surprising memories on what could come out of a person who is not zorim birchas atar. This is a dar in Pei Aleph Nedar. Nimat tamid dechachomim, the Pei Aleph Nedar. Nematim lechomim ein mitzuyin losis mibnei and tamid lechom. Ravina Omer mifnei sheim mevorchim b'teret chiluv. First of all, the Gemara points out a very interesting phenomenon that tamid lechomim ein mitzuyin losis mibnei and tamid lechomim. One of two things in the way of learning more. Either it means even though they're tamid lechomim, it would be very mistaber that the children come tamid lechom afal pikein. They don't come out tamid lechom. Or base. Possible, it's even saying there's a tendency dafka because their followers are the middle of Chomim. They're not matzah and tell them they're Chomim. Either way, so they're Medar Sheni. So the Gemara says a very surprising thing. The reason is they didn't do Birchas Atar. Well, it's not do Birchas Atar. That's why the children don't become Tamid Chomim. In the second memory, the Gemara itself shtol su. Mi yeshachochim v'yovin esois. This is born in Bamitziyah da Peheis. Hey, and they were in Durham Pei Aleph. Mi ha'isha chochem v'yoven ezois asher dvim dibar api Hashem. Eilo v'yagido, posik in Yirmiya, ma of the arts. Why? Was the chur? Why is there chur? Chur beis ha'migdash ari yoyim hazeh. Dover zeh nishol ha'chomem u'nervim u'malachi ha'shar esalei peshua ad shepir shakadosh baruch ba'atma. It seemed to be a pella, something that was not visible, something that was not apparent. Kadosh Baruch Ba'atzma, Shenema, Vayim Hashem, Al Ozvom Esther Yossi. Hashem Asati Lefneim, Lishamu Bukali Vilei Hilchubay. First of all, they abandoned the Torah. They didn't listen to me, Vilei Hilchubay. Hainu Shalai Shamu Bukali, Hainu Vilei Hilchubay. Amra Abiyun, Amra Abiyun, Lai Mashim Bavachim Yitarat. Before we start getting into the protein, the first thing, this simen in Torah Shulchan Aruch, is Maimed Birchas Atara in the Merkaz Davar Merkazi. And the Chazal that they bring in is Maimed the Sugya Birchas Atara, and Atara will see the Hemshech that has Indian Merkazi in Churban HaMikdash. So let's start with the Nekuda, simple Birchas Atara. Right away the Bach says, why does he say Sarach Luzhar Bomoid? First of all, he says, the Torah says, because you see that there's a tremendous Oynish. In other words, what would even seem is an odd and not comparable, not parallel Einish. It wouldn't make sense. And because in Aborcha Matarat Chila, you don't have children Tamid Chomim. This is something that every Jew, every Yid, is spala for from when he's young. He knows what it means to have children with Tamid Chomim. You don't have children Tamid Chomim because you were like Aborcha Matarat Chila. Of the Batara. Of the Aretz, because Birchas Atar is, first of all, is obviously an Indian Merkazi Adamoid. It's on the map. There's something extremely chashiv in Birchas Atar. Right away we'll set up, in other words, Mufarshim will say, it says, Al Ozvim Es Terosi, and it says Birchas Atar. Obviously, Birchas Atar, Zilzum Birchas Atar, is considered abandoning Torah. If you're not doing Birchas Atar, you're going to be not doing Torah the right way. Somehow the state. As long as Mr. Rossi, because I'll finish it. You have to read it back in the buzzer. As long as Mr. Rossi. this first. The Bach adds in another chula, which is very negel and yay. He says, the first thing, the word ma'oid, he says the word ma'oid is because it's tremendously consequential. The Tzitzis could be very fatal. A base, he says, ma'oid, it's like a hadro, it's like a rocha. It's tricky. And he points this out. He says, because it seems to be dafka tamidei chachomim, dafka, because they learn a lot. The mezalzel and birchas haTorah and what birchas haTorah represents. So he's telling you ma'oid, because be careful, if not, you're going to come to the mezalzel and birchas haTorah. Both members of the Ein Shem Birchas haTorah, the first one's zikr talking about tamidei chachomim, and the second one, we'll see, Behemshech Taran says, if Chachamim couldn't be Mefarshit, obviously they were all Oiskim B'Torah Tamid. And they still weren't Baruch B'Torah, both members of Abba Tamidei Chachamim. And it seems to be, Mitoi Chais B'Torah, it's possible to forget to do Birchas haTorah. So let's talk about the first Nakuda. They're putting Birchas haTorah in the center. It's common Nakudas. The Aleph, before we get into the Protei Maimon, well, Aleph base. Start with Rashi. Rashi says, Pshat. Rashi grad learns. There's a lot of improvement. What does it mean? Like Bokhar. Rashi learns, they didn't make brachas. Birchas Hashem Bokhar Bach. They didn't make their brachas. Mulash of brachas, Mulash of Bokhar Bach. So Rashi, Mitzia da Pehe. Ksha oiski mitar leim avorchin lefanea. V'kivin de lemevorchi, he says Birchas Hashem Bachar. V'kivin de lemevorchi galia datayu she'ina matona chashuvala. First Rashi is opus eich asoyi, tchilas asoyi. The chashivus of Torah, looking Birchas haTorah. And Birchas haTorah will be acknowledging that it's matona chashuvah. And the aleph, the most basic tchil of the kinesin to the sugi is that if you're not going to be more Birchas haTorah, you're going to lose the Chashivas haTorah. You're not acknowledging the Chashivas haTorah. Now, Derech Zeh, Behemshech HaDoran, we'll see the Ran brings him in the Yoyna. Then there's the Tzoyf Nusach is, since they didn't Birchas haTorah, they weren't Oisek Lishma, it wasn't Chashuva Beinei. Same Lash, Chashivas HaTorah. In our terms, it means that we were Oisek this entire Zman. We were Oisek this entire Zman to try to show, to explain, it's not a Chidash, it's not a Mivaret, that Torah sticks out among all the darknesses. The Torah is in a class, Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is in a class of itself, Ad Kedei Kach. That when Klal Yisrael's Makabel Nasa V'Nishma, they had to say a separate Nasa, a separate Nishma on Torah. The place where you acknowledge that is when you make Birchas haTorah. You acknowledge Torah as being in a class by itself when you make Birchas haTorah. That's what it means, Chashuva. That's what it means, Moi. It's something. It's Matana Agdoilo. It's in a different world. It's in a different class. And if you're not going to appreciate that, this is going to bring Tazo Nesteros. It's a stamp in every Avoida. Whenever a person works on something, I've been working on it, I've been working on the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. There's always, a person always needs a mokum. Avoid there's no math formula, there's no can give you directions and tell exactly how to get there. It doesn't work. You have to go through the Indian, learn themselves up, learn their ma'akvim in the sugya. But you need always a mokon b'fayal where you concentrate on your daily schedule, your weekly schedule, monthly schedule. So the place, if you want to work on the sugya of chashivas mitzvah, the place is Birchas haTorah. If you want to have a place, we work on it. I don't know if it's a makabel chavin every day. It's hard to do it every single day. Maybe a few times a week. Maybe once Shabbos. Make Birchas haTorah and Isaac. And to make to batsim ingrain the different nekudas that we've discussed. Trying to sing as we're going to see in our sugya that in Birchas haTorah when you listen in Birchas haTorah, this is the way where it's supposed to be. And this is what he's saying, Zermoid. Because if not, you're going to forget, and maybe you're dafka prone to forget. Forget means in your hanhoga, the chashiv is a mitzvah talmud Torah. We started off this man when we talked about Agav, we brought him here, and we made a big list of the difference between the Gedar Gidrei mitzvahs of Talmud Torah and Shar mitzvahs. One of them was the bracha. At Shar mitzvahs, none of them have a bracha b'fanei Adaraisa. And Birchas HaTorah is the only one that has a Birchas, a Birchas, a Birchas HaMizmah Vareh. Dvor Matim Eloi, Taka, there's something that's Mechayev. The Mitzvah Talmud Torah Bezunder, that you have a Birchas HaTorah Lefaneh. The second Prat, Dvorim G'dayla Minim B'Mikra. The two Yom Tovim we have over the year are Yom Tovim of Torah, Simchas Torah and Shuas. And both of them, because of different reasons, there's a big ace of a Birchas HaTorah, both of them. Shuas, everyone comes in, doesn't say Birchas HaTorah, and everyone has to listen to somebody who stands. And he makes the Kavanah Rabbah, and everyone's listening, and everyone's to Birchas HaTorah. And in Simchas Torah, every single person gets an Aliyah. Every person gets an Aliyah, everyone makes at least twice Birchas HaTorah. Ali Dovru, one of the 2 days, at Be'etzem, you celebrate Torah, what Torah is to Klal Yisrael. And in both 2 days of those 2 days, there's an Esek Godel in Birchas HaTorah. Is the sugya Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah, Ketayinu, Ketayinu. Birchas HaTorah is where we recognize and we digest and we chazer over and we inculcate in ourselves the nekud of Talmud Torah Kenevet Kulam. The nekud of Talmud Torah Kenevet Kulam, mitzvahs Talmud Torah Kenevet Kulam, which obviously needs a tremendous, constantly chazorah. This is where it lies. This aslit into the Hagdoma, what the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch is saying, mitzvahs Birchas HaTorah, Zorli Zor Bo'ad Moed. Because if you don't, Kinnira, you're going to lose Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah can be cool. So now let's learn up a little bit the Pratim of this Maimur. And it's again, the Birchas HaTorah, both in Kalis, and specifically the Chorban HaMikdash. The Lashon of Rashi, and the Lashon of the Ran, is Mashma, that there is a Visach and Zilz of Chashivas. There's three Pshatim, Stam, what it means, Shalai Bochah, but Torah Tchila, Rashi sounds like the name of Birchas HaAvs, it's at least three pshatim. There's many pshatim, but the simple Yichel three pshatim. Rashi says that in the Birchas Asher Bochavon. Sounds like in Rashi, the specific the lashon is Nosan Lano. It's Matana. Lashon Matana. Asher Nesati. That's where we understand Matana of the term. The Ran sounds like they didn't make all brachas. The Ran sounds like they didn't make all three brachas. The Ran learns they made the brachas. They made it with that kavona. They made the brachas. They didn't have one vatal brachas. They made it with that kavona. We call up pshatim. Nochem Oshet. That the Oynish is that Ein Talmid Chacham Yoytz Mi B'neihem and Vayter Tzveit Ezach is out of the heart. That which Talmid Chacham Ein Yoytz Mi B'neihem Talmid Chacham the Pach, maybe they say it's also points out, it's already in Mefarsh and Adar, it's Merum is in the Birchas HaTorah. We say Ani Anachnu Satzeinu Satzeinu Chabeit Yisrael. It's not bichdi of some we have with Adam for Kindle and Star and Birchas HaTorah. Shreit is a kesher between Birchas HaTorah and having children. When you do Birchas HaTorah the right, so you have a connection to the Torah the right way, it passes over to your children. If not, you can hear it. There's a zilz in life, anything fakir, they don't carry that over. What's the Psham this man? So, Saturday night tonight, I want to see two start off. I want to open the Siddur Torah. I want to meet Mamashik next time. Two pshatim. Part of them are being oisek beikur in the Gemara Nidarim about Mav Daaretz. Gemara also them the Mahalach. Some sofer chedushim pesach and Nidarim. And the Mahalach of Gemara. You might want to see the sedus we spoke about this man. Maybe they're mashlim zeizer. First, the Mahalach of the Sam Sofer is going to explain why Mav Daaretz. The many Gdei Lenin said this, the Beis Halevi says this pshat, the Bisrael Negro says this pshat, Kulam Amr Davechad. They said the pshat, what does it mean, Amav Daaretz? One of the big questions I'm going to ask is, we started with a little bit, it's like Seder. Let's say go with the Shidas, they didn't make the bracha. Let's say go with the Shidas, they made the bracha. The Lashon of the Bach is, it's a Chikal, a Bittul Mitzvah's essay. Everything is terrible, but It's not a love. It's not malchus. It's not kores. It's the chenam isa. Again, nochem all. Churban arts. Churban based on English. All these mafarshim learn that b'shar shadova. The question is, why didn't the Torah the tunis chayis? Why wasn't the Torah mogen aleim, either from the midas adin, Well, why is the Torah tavling that they didn't come to have a Zorah Gila Reza Sheikh Zdom? Ba'etzem. You know, Yuma says that there's a Zorah Gila Reza Sheikh Zdom, it's a why one. And the answer is the Torah wasn't the way it was supposed to be. The Torah wasn't Kitzurasa. Where do you see then Shalom Bochab Torah? Chili is Devshah. Say, Taka, it's exactly the Nakuda Shalom Bochab Torah. Well, no. Shalom Bochab Torah. He's a Gemara Menachas. Gemara Menachas says a clown in Hilchas Birchas Mitzvahs. Zok to Gemara. Gemara's talking about, do you make a bracha on Hasiyas Tefillin? Someone makes Tefillin. Right, the Parashiyas, could be the Ritzuas. You make Tefillin. There are halachas, and who can make Tefillin? A goy can't make Tefillin. A goy can't make Tefillin. So maybe, you see this Gedorim, maybe you should make a bracha. Zok to Gemara clown. Kol mitzvah. Kol Hasiyas, shehu Gemara Mitzvahs, like Mila. You do the milah, that's the Gemara Mitzvah. You make a bracha. You make a bracha. B'kol mitzvah she'ein asiyosa Gemara Mitzvah. It's only the beginning, only the hechsher. Later on to get to it. So you don't make a bracha now. Make the bracha, but the Gemara asiyosa. Gemara asiyosa. So tefillin, are you ready? So you finish. If you make the tefillin, no, you have to put on the tefillin. You have to be meniach tefillin. So you don't make a bracha. Sucked. So it's called the Le'el Olam. It's not safe for the Beis Levi. It's right. There is a kintara. Had a certain chesaron in it. There's a certain chesaron in it. Nachum was stressing, this is obviously chesaron, it's very easy to come to. It's not something, it's obviously, it's not like he's done. He's modernish, abalabatish, talmid chachamim. Something, obviously, it's punjonah, something, you know. They learned Talmud Torah, we'll say first time Torah, as a hechetim. That's what they were learning. They weren't learning Talmud Torah as a dover mitzaratzma. They were learning Talmud Torah as a Heichet Himsa. So the way they all say is, they were learning Talmud Torah because you have to know the mitzvahs. You have to know the mitzvahs. It's very important. You have to know. Chashavs. It's a klal gadol. It's a emes lamita. A melechnish veislish. Anyone who thinks he's ever going to know Chashavs, keep up Chashavs without learning. Sure, Hil Chashavs. And eventually Maseh Chashavs. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's a klal gadol. If you don't learn, you're not going to know. So they learned in order to know the kind of mitzvahs. So kumtais, when you're learning, is that the tachlis? Have you reached the goal of the learning? Aliyah katan moisef. What happens if a person learns because he wants to get the veikus? He learns because he knows that he feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he learns. But it doesn't really make a difference to him what the Toysix means. It doesn't really make a difference. It's also learning for Eichatimsa. It's also the Torah becomes Eichatimsa. Mahariah, if he doesn't feel Karav Takadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to learn it. So he's learning for the product of the Torah. So when they pshat, this is the Yisoid why they were Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchil. They didn't learn because now we didn't reach the goal. Shas, you're learning because you want to come to something else. We'll say, no, that's not what Torah is about. Torah is about, if you mention this, Shas Maisa, they bring Chazal say there are a few parishes in the Torah, in Sarah Moira, there's different, there are certain parishes in the Torah, Shalai Hayav Lai Nivra. More than legend, there never will be, never could be, never will be. So why? Drosh v'kabel schar. Listen to the Sam Sefer, by the way. Drosh v'kabel, what's the schar? The schar he learned up is the drosh of b'fnei atzma. It's the drosh of b'fnei atzma. The drosh is the kibel schar. There's no nafkamina, no hechetimsa. Let's go over your side, this is the mistake. Don't make a mistake and think. Then we say the drosh is the kabel schar. That when you're learning, you're only trying to learn how to learn. You're not trying to figure out what the din is. No. When you're learning Parshas Ben Tzera and Mura, you have to learn out what the Torah says, all the Prati Dinim. The Tzura of Torah is Amanas Lasos. But that itself, when I'm learning, it's not just to know what to do, it's because I want to program my brain to know what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Ben Tzera and Mura. That's the Droish V'Kabel Schar. The Droish V'Kabel Schar is the Haino, one second, let's just, first the Chelek Alimut, Zoktach Sam Sofer, and the Ophir, this is what it means. Amav Dorot, what does it mean back to them? Where is the famous Mile of Torah? The Torah has a school that it's magnet, it's megan even the Mokum that you don't learn, it. Where is the famous Mile of Torah, the Torah's Tavlin? Where is the Mile of Torah, the way we said it, is that it transforms who you are? And even when you're not learning it, all of a sudden you're a different person because you have a toisus in your head. Where is that? Only when you learn Torah as a tachlis b'fnei asma. When you learn and you start to learn Torah as hechet himself. When you live in tafshin peivav, when the whole world is all about hechet himses, and everyone's asking, what do you have? What do you work at? What do you walk out with at the end of this month? What do you walk out with at the end of this month? So when Torah only becomes a shaila, what do I have to show for myself at the end of this month? Oh, I took a mifchan and I have all questions I got right. I can answer, I got 100. I got it. So don't make a bracha before you start the Torah. Make a bracha when you have the test. When you get the test back, or you write the test, then make a bracha later. What's the Imek Advarim? The Imek Advarim back to where we started tonight. B'shas Birchas HaTorah, you're making a bracha on a Kadosh Baruch who gave you the Torah. What is Talmud Torah? Lachamah. It's not a regular mitzvah. We saw the first four or five out of this line. The Torah, what it is it's a Kadosh Baruch who gave us ability to be doivik boi ba'atzmai in the Mahalach Machshava of the Baruch. It's Rotzer Hashem Be'etzer. It's a Tachlis B'fnei Atzma. And B'Torah is a Tachlis B'fnei Atzma. It's Mamish Punkt Fakert. It's not a Hechatimse. It brings to all the Hechatimses. When you digest Torah, you have to make a Brocha because you just got right now, you hit the jackpot. You haven't yet been Mekayim any mitzvahs based on this Torah. But you hit the jackpot. Nochemol, I'm Hagish 100 times. It doesn't mean, we supposed to be less mean, it doesn't mean that therefore you don't have to try to figure out what is coming out of the Torah, because that's a Tzuras HaTorah. A Tzuras HaTorah is a Manas L'Lame, it's a Manas L'Asois. A Vada you have to try to figure out, that's a Chilek of the Torah. But you don't have to wait to be Mekayim in the Torah. You don't have to wait to go do a Chesed. You don't have to wait to go to smile to somebody else to see what you got on the first Seder. If you don't chap that you just made yourself a less selfish person a day that you just learned the Rajma or Abein David, you're missing. It's Loi Baruch B'Torah Tchiyah. Torah is not Chashuv B'Nechol. You don't know what Torah is. And that's going to be Ozvum Esther Rossi. Because Doik V'Tishkach, and I saw it in my life, Torah is very hard. It's not worth it. It's just a mitzvah. You're going to be Ozvum Esther Rossi. There's going to be a certain Aziz in Torah. Because you're not going to learn it v'droish v'kapos char. You're not going to see the immediate toitzois in the Torah. And a male, it's not worth investment. It's an investment, a lot of other products that have products, immediate products. This is the veg of Chasam Sofer, Chedushim, and Salevi. So it's like that this is the way to learn it. In other words, the Gemara is saying that you don't have the Torah. Mitzad, you don't understand that the Torah is coming to change your mind, to change your mahalach machshava, to change your lev and your seichel. That's what the Torah is, and that is the tachas of kol tachlisim, and it's the greatest matana that the Baruch Hu gave you. Lefi this, it's not directly causing the korban aretz. The korban aretz came because of gilui ayin shefichas damim and other averus, but you don't have the mile of Torah. You're losing the mile of Torah. Hemshes, I don't know, next we're going to talk about the Bach, nevertheless, Prat is going to be something different. We'll get back. Tonight we want to be mashed with the Maral. The Maral says, Nochem Ha'alek, and the Gemara Masha of the Arts, and he, the head is the Siachis to the Gemara of also, why you don't have children that are the Midacham. It's Nochem Ha'alek for sure, there's no question, it's Nochem Ha'alek. Dainu, for states, if there are Kama Prat that we could ask and say that, there are 10 or 12 in the Kudis and Birchas Torah, at least that I can think of. And I'm going to say two tonight, two major Dvar Mishroshim. If we sell the Vech tonight, Birchas HaTorah is the mokum where you try to think about the Chashivas HaTorah. There's many pratim what puts Torah in a class before the answer. While we talk about the sugya of being a limud, tachlis before the answer. Limud is the etzma tachlis before the answer. It transforms you into an answer. Morale says nochem halach. Morale is in two places. It's also in the Sivas on the Sivat Torah. I'm reading from Dhamma to Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is a sefer. The Morale specifically wrote on Torah. The whole sefer is about Torah. And Dagdoma is talking about the Tzura of Torah. He brings these Chazals, Maran of Dorn. Shalom Baruch of Torah Pila. Obviously, again, you see it's a very sensual Sugya Torah. And he says, more or less, he says that the problem of Shalom Baruch of Torah Pila is, and his Nuschayas, I'm going to try to tie it up in the name of this, he says they took the Torah without the Siva of the Torah. Talmid Chacham was learning Torah without the Siva of the Torah. You later on as a mashlot, you have a tree, and you have the roots and the seed where the tree came from. If someone would take a tree without the seed, he's going to have a tree, but he doesn't have any eternity. He doesn't have any hamshach. So first, he's talking about the Gemara of Banim Tamid Chacham. He says, if you take the Torah with the seba of the Torah, in my term, I call it the makar of the Torah. Seba of the Torah is the cause, the source of the Torah, which is the Bara Elam. Then you don't only have the Torah, you have the source of the Torah. It's going to grow another tree. Not only you grew, your children are also going to grow. But if you sever the Torah from the source of the Torah, you're not going to have Tamid Chachamim. And if anything, it's Marumis, it's a slight push off, put off that your kids are not going to want to be Tamid Chachamim. They realize that you took the Elon without the Siva. Behem Shechatvar. He's Messiachis to the Sugya in Abba of the Heart. He says, tomorrow. Tiny bit different. Again, he says, Nachman, that this is similar, that the Shiloh was, why didn't the Torah save them? But this, he says, Lehedi, if the Torah would be strong at its source, so it would overcome all their averes. Their averes and their taivas wouldn't hit their core because they would be connected to the Torah, the source. They weren't connected to the Torah, the source. Why nochem olay baruch of the Torah tchila? And here he says an eye opener. It's a big eye opener. He says, "Hey, do what we said in the Bach before." And he says like this. What he says is that there's a tremendous tendency for Talmid Chachamim Dafka to move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stick to the Torah. They learn Torah, and the toy chavivus haTorah, it causes them to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only stay with Torah. That's what we're on. The oy ki atamut chochem libay dovek al haTorah ki chaviv haTorah alim de ubashvil avas ol haTorah dovezem misalek avas hamokoyim besor zoy sheboim lumed ki shashaboim lumed haTorah vavos mel haTorah ein belibur. I'm going to read Bemshech. Moral state as well, first the Tzuris of the Shemaitzah. This is the Noisei Natara, and this is the Torah. The true Tzur of Torah is that when you learn Torah, it's supposed to be a connection to the Noisei Natara. The Aveir of Loi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo, the Aveir, the Chesaron, is that they took the Torah without connecting it to the Noisei HaTorah. The Torah is supposed to be connected to the Noisei HaTorah. Let's see the Lashon B'Hemshech. So Zokta Maral, they were learning Torah Meridik. They were learning Torah looking at the base Medrash with all their barbarians. They were learning with all their b'chaims, with everything. They were learning it with Kol, and that's why they couldn't understand. V'nei zeh lo yudoyed and dover zeh lo yichom alo nevim alochim. G'dover zeh magia l'soy b'rishoyin b'frat. So what's the problem? Because they didn't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. In ein Talmud Torah mevorach b'Torah tchila, ein loikeach es haTorah im sibas haTorah, v'yesh ken hasoro v'hefsik. You have a hefsik, you have like a mechitza between the source of the Torah, v'ein yoytzi menu Talmid Chachamim. Ki mishalokach ilim b'loy sharash, Hashem menu ilim, oz ein nimshach haprim menu.
What's the Maharal saying?
The avoid of bracha is b'chol makom. You make a bracha. You sit down, you eat an apple, you make a bracha. What are you doing? I just like this. What happened is like this. You sit down, you eat an apple, and you forget about HaKadosh Baruch. You forget about where the apple came from. Where did the apple come from? The apple's here. At the most, you remember, maybe you bought it from the store. Right. If you're a bacher, the yeshiva gives it to you, your mother gives it to you, sure, don't think about anything. If you're married, you have to go to the store from it, maybe you think a little bit that it came from the store. Maybe.
What's the avoid of brachas? Bracha is a lashon source. Lashon is a source, and not lashon preserves.
Avoid the brachas is to be miyaches, what you have in front of you, to realize where it came from. To realize where it came from, and remember what context you have this thing. You have this because this Baruch Hu wanted to be made to you, wanted to give you geshmak, nutrients, all the things that digestion, nourishment, all the things that food gives you. And the same thing for a mitzvah. By Torah, can you, and this is the Birchas, the Torah Tchil, and this is the Birchas, the Lachad HaRaisa, is a Chiv Gomor to remember where the Torah came from. This is the Bara Olam and the Torah. Let me go back to the service we saw in the beginning of this month. The Nisayon over here is Nevea Davka from Galilee. Because, this is the Tzvi Pshad and Maral, because the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we saw in the Ramchal, we saw in the Nefesh HaChayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of placed himself in the Torah. A mitzvah is not like that. A mitzvah, the matzah doesn't have anything if it's not connected to the Baruch Hu. If it's not connected to the Baruch Hu, the matzah is nothing. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, placed himself in the Torah, not Kavi Yochel, he placed himself in the Torah, is a chelik of the Bar Olam in the Torah. So there's a tendency to take, we'll call that chelik of the Bar Olam, so much, so dear, and you don't take a whole Bar Olam. What do we see in the Sifri? How do you love a Kaddish Baruch Hu? At the makir mizdabi bedrachov, you all of a sudden start recognizing the whole Bara Olam, and you start to mizdabi bedrachov. Ahu racham afu chanan. You start doing his mitzvahs and his midas. You follow your whole life after the Bara Olam. Your whole being starts formed after the Bara Olam. Says the Maral, there's a tendency to just take the chokhmas haTorah because of how choshev it is. And you get lost in that, and you don't remember comes to the Bara Olam. Comes from the Bara Olam. When we remember Matan Torah, we remember two things. Remember Matan Torah, yeah, Torah. Remember Har Sinai. What happened at Har Sinai? The Bara Olam sent us the Torah. No, the Bara Olam came down himself. And the Bara Olam said, I want to give you the Torah. There's two parts of Matan Torah. We got the Torah, but we also made a Krisis Bris with the Bara Olam. The Torah, I don't want to say just a venue because it sounds like it's just a Chatim Sam, we spoke about much more that it brings you, but it's definitely coming to make you have a connection, relationship with the Bara Olam. Nochamo, it's within the Torah, but you could be menatek it. You could get so absorbed in the Torah that you're not bringing the Bar Olam into your life. That means bringing the Torah without the Sivas HaTorah. That's like Bocha B'Torah Tchila, says the Maral. This is also, if the Maral's way, this is also missing in the Torah. This is missing in the Torah. This is something missing based in the Torah. If you put the two Mahalchim together, this is part of the Ikar we're working on this man. We saw that uniqueness of the Torah is twofold. Mitzidenu, mitzid the Bara Olam. Mitzidenu, we said, hafachba, hafachba, the kulaba. Why is it hafachba, the kulaba? Why is it etzim? The kivor we saw in this mind is that Torah is the source for everything. Why? It's twofold. Because it's supposed to go into your head and reprogram your mahalach machshava and memela. That's going to be a mashpia, going to make it the makor of all your actions. Aleph. But mitzad the Bara Olam is where it's matim. It's also the makar of the Bara Olam. The Bara Olam put the makar of him himself. Makar. It's stay with the Makar, but as much as a tefisa that we could have of the Borei Olam Alein, not just an outside connection to the Borei Olam Alein, the Beis Halevi, I'm sorry for saying, you're not realizing that the Torah, you're not taking the Torah to be your Makar. You're taking it as a mitzvah. The morale is saying, you're not fully appreciating that the Eibishter put himself in the Torah because when he's in the Torah, you're supposed to be the Seachas to the Borei Olam. Your Torah is supposed to be taking you to the Borei Olam. All these things, Pesach Tishma, I want to be Mamshech next week, I want to be Mashlim more with the Bach, see how it refers to Chorban HaMikdash, even more to Chorban HaMikdash, the Bach is Mahalchis and so on. But with the Neinu, these are things that a person is supposed to be thinking about during Berachas Torah. And we'll see more next week a little bit how you put that into Berachas Torah. But these, we're supposed to remind ourselves, state that there's a certain tendency for Talmidei Chachamim to do Mamim two ways. One is, it's two different toys. One is, it's a very tendency. The Torah is so many benefits of the Torah. There's mitzvahs, ideas, and mitzvahs. There's dveikas that comes out of. And you might just take the Torah Zeichet Timsa, not realizing that, no, you have to learn the Rashba very good. You have to have the Shach, you have to have the Marsha with all the Cheshbonos of the Marsha. You have to have a mashal with all the Hishmanas mashal. It's not Torah, it's not Eichet Timsa. When it's a chaini, with Torah, the point of the Torah is to get the Borei Olam. Again, the Torah is in the Borei Olam, but at the end of the day, if you don't fear eyes with the Borei Olam, you're missing, you're being menatik. The Torah from the Korah, this is all part of the Yichud of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Shetzorach Lizor Bavai. Thank you.